That you are now faced with a gaping hole through which, let's say, protection is gone and energies are changed. And it is like you sitting on a beach, you know, and the beach, you have the beach all to yourself, and it's just a few, some lovely background scenery, perhaps quite a lush tropical and beautiful waves and a gorgeous sand and sunny sky. And then suddenly, one afternoon, a big truck comes in and digs a big hole and lays a big pipe, and the pipe is big enough that a car can drive through it. And suddenly that pipe is right next to you on the beach. Do you get the picture?
Yes.
That's and you loved that beach, and the people who perhaps allowed that pipe, you might not have owned it, but the people who allowed the pipe said, well, it's our beach and we want the pipe because we are going to whatever. And that's fine, Alan. Let's say this, that you started withdrawing your love and you became afraid. You are thinking, if I withdraw my love from this place that I've loved, then will I ever get it again? And the tree heard you. And the tree said, of course he will get love again. And I will fall myself over, because it's time for me to fall myself over to fulfill his prophecy. To help him get out of here. To create a hole through which he will realize energy is no longer needs his love here. That the winds have blown and it is time to go plant your love somewhere else. Be open, be patient. How is that for a bit of a bedtime story?
Very good.
And it is apropos for all of you, because Alan's situation is everyone's story. Questions, comments about are you ready for change?
Well, this man.
Yes, ma'am.
A couple things I've noticed lately as far as change. For instance, this past week there was a major problem with the airlines, American Airlines.
Ooh, yes.
And they canceled thousands of flights. For something that was pretty minuscule and that was supposed to have been fixed a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, I had people calling me that I deal with all the time, and their awareness levels have definitely changed, because several said to me that I know that this is not what this is about. There's something bigger going on that the media is not letting us know about. So I just thought that was a really good sign that, you know, they're not going strictly by, well, this was reported on CNN, so it's got to be the truth. They're questioning. So I thought that was a good sign of change. And
yes, and on some level, it looks as if someone obviously is attempting to dismantle American Airlines.
Yeah.
Because a number of airlines have gone bankrupt, right, for foreclosure, whatever, bankruptcy, filed for bankruptcy in the last few weeks. Of course, the fuel situation is becoming a bit out of hand, and the jet fuel is becoming exorbitant in price. We have suggested that a year from now, or even sooner, you could reach a point as you were decreasing the airlines and increasing the fuel cost that is going to be more and more difficult to move around. The airlines being a, quote, system, a structure, Capricorn, even though they're flying in the air, they're still a business structure, and Pluto going through. And again, we have suggested that as the nanosecond proceeds, there will be a greater sense of gridlock. Not for everyone. Money is going to be king, but also hassles are going to be king. There was a time when there's plan for constriction and control, and then there is, let's say, cosmic plan for, let's say, expansion. How that expansion takes place, of course, will depend upon which probability you are in and the level at which people do accelerate their understanding.
Well, I think not just with the airlines and a lot of corporate America, and not just corporate America, but for instance, the big structures, the medical field, the educational field, as well as the political field, they've become over bloated with too many processes, too many people doing these processes.